As the year draws to a close, all of us here at the English Department of Radio Prague would like to thank our devoted listeners the world over for their dedication to the station, for being with us and taking the time to drop us a line or write an email to share your views about what you found particularly interesting and what you'd like to hear more of on Radio Prague. In this special edition of Mailbox, I'd like to quote from a few of your letters and emails and reveal a little of what's in the pipeline for 2018. Toshiki Tsuboi from Japan says, "Thank you for the beautiful orchestra music. I love Janáček so much, and it's so hard to find Janáček's CD in Japan." Koji Nakayama says he enjoyed Radio Prague's Sunday music show featuring indie rock, post-rock and punk rock. Looking forward to the next show already, Koji says. Karobi Hazarika from India writes, "I listened to this week's Sunday music show where you played hit songs from the 60s, 70s and 80s and enjoyed it very much." Well, I have good news not just for Karobi, but all of you who like tuning in to our Sunday music show, profiling Czech bands and singers. As of next year, we will feature a new music series called Hit of the Century, held in connection with the centenary of the birth of Czechoslovakia. Between January and May, from Monday to Friday, you will hear a song a day going from 1918 to the present and featuring the best of Czechoslovak and Czech music over the years. Listeners here in the Czech Republic and abroad will then vote on the hit of the century. Each week you will hear the five selected songs in our Sunday music program and of course find some basic information about them on our webpage. Richard Novak from Florida in the United States is one of our many listeners who still write in for QSL cards. He says, "Thank you so much for the QSL card with the streetcar on Charles Bridge. That's cool." Well, I'm sure that Richard and many others will be happy to hear we have a brand new series of QSL cards waiting for you. This one depicting old radio equipment. So write in and ask for one. We'll be happy to oblige. Beer is another highly popular topic with Radio Prague listeners, and for good reason. Akira Takei from Japan writes, "I'm interested in Czech beer. The Czech Republic has a long history in beer production, and I buy Czech beer on the internet." Elizabeth Milevitz Tyson from Australia says, "I enjoyed your new miniseries on pubs in Prague and was intrigued that some of the local brews are made from hops imported from Australia." Well, we're glad to hear that you enjoy the pub series, complete with videos. We also covered cafes and we'll think of other places to take you in Prague. So write and let us know where you'd like to go. Jain Mahesh says the programme on sites listed as UNESCO cultural monuments and those the Czech Republic is hoping to get listed was very informative. Many thanks, Jain, and you may be interested to hear that a mini-series on architectural landmarks is in the pipeline for next year. Jain adds, "I also had to chuckle over the Czech phrase elephant in a china shop, being familiar with the English phrase bull in a china shop." Well, those of you interested in the intricacies of the Czech language may be happy to hear that a new Czech language series is in the pipeline, which students of Czech helped to put together. And this time you'll be able to learn Czech with the help of short videos. Kunihisa Yoshi, a regular listener in Japan, says, "My desire to visit the Czech Republic is getting bigger and bigger thanks to Radio Prague. When knowing that, we shall work harder than ever to get you to visit, Kunihisa." Nobuya Kato from Japan wrote to say he was touched by Czech Radio's charity project Santa's Grandchildren, which aims to bring a ray of light into the lives of abandoned elderly people in old age homes and to help foster new intergeneration friendships. He says it is a fine example for Japan, where the society is also aging. We also think it's a grand idea, Nobuya. And as you will have noticed, we have a great many listeners in Japan who show considerable interest in the Czech Republic. Nobuya says he listened to our report about the Moravian Day Festival in the United States and notes with regret that there is no Moravian community in Japan. I hope that some Czech group will come to Japan to show us their costumes and traditional performances sometime soon. Maybe we can also enjoy special foods and drinks, he adds. Well, until they do, Radio Prague has a few videos with Czech recipes on its web and Facebook page, where you will find simple step-by-step instructions on how to cook some Czech Christmas specialties. It's a bit late now for Christmas, but our potato salad is great any time of the year. As regards Czech expat communities abroad, we try to report on their activities as often as possible. And for those of you who speak Czech, we have a special webpage in Czech for and about them. Finally, if there's anything you miss on Radio Prague or would like to find out more about, do please let us know. The address is english@radio.cz, or else write by snail mail to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. You can also follow Radio Prague on Facebook and Twitter. So, thank you very much, wherever you may be listening to us, and Happy New Year 2018.